Hello and welcome to On This Surface 191 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave, I'm here for an hour or so. We've got some new stuff from Metal Blade coming in this week and a few old things from the likes of Ramones and Bad Company and all things in between. But to kick things off, here's Vomit Forth with Rotting Wool, a new single from their forthcoming album, Terrified of God.
Yeah.
of course, was Détente with Vultures in the Sky from the Recognize No Authority album from 1986, featuring the long lost Dawn Crosby, who died a lot of years ago. Only released one album of her, I think, and it was just a super album at the time, with really extreme female vocals for 1986. It was well received, but you know, it didn't get too far because of the extremity, I think. So next up, a bit of industrial metal from Pain with a track called Don't Wake the Dead from their latest album I Am, that's featured Peter Taktlagan, from who also fronts Hypocrisy. A complete change in style, but you know what? Variety's a spice of life. So check this one out.
Your eyes. Don't look back.
The Mighty Bolt Thrower. That was As the World Burns and the Fourth Crusade from 1992. Much missed, and I don't think we'll ever see them again. So the integrity of that band, you know, they say they're going to do something and they do it, and they always stuck to their principles all right throughout their career. I was lucky enough to be in a band that supported them years ago in Belfast, and they were really good to us, you know, made sure we had beer and somewhere to hang out and all the rest of it, and use of plenty of gear and all the rest. So much missed anyway, and you can never have enough Bolt Thrower. So another new one from Portrait and their album The Host, in from Metal Blade, and this is called From the Urn.
We'll be right back.
First up there was Portrait with a single from their new album. They've been going nearly 20 years, can't believe it. I'm sure it's knocking on the year since they played in Belfast. I'm sure it's must have been 2008, 2009, somewhere around there. The first play, and then they played a lot of years later in the Voodoo. Great band, and still going strong, which is good to see. But their first album was always been my favourite, but this new one is really hitting the spot. And straight after that was Dolmen Gate from Portugal with Chambers of Magic from their Gateways of Eternity album from this year. It features members of a band called Ravensire, who are much missed as well. Really good band from Portugal. If you like your true heavy metal, go and check them out. So it's lifted a wee bit with Heat and an album there. It's the only album there I own. I keep meaning to buy other ones, but I'm not sure where to go next. And this is was bought on a recommendation, bought cheap somewhere. An album called Turn Down the Walls, and this is a track called Mannequin Show, which if anybody knows the track by Robin Gibb and Barbra Streisand, I Am a Woman in Love, I think it's called. It's the same melody, note for note, go and check it out. But anyway, this is the Mannequin Show. After Heat, I Believe in Miracles by the Ramones, one of their happy tracks from the Brain Drain album from 1989. Them later Ramones albums, there's some good things on it, but they're not the greatest albums ever, but well worth a dig into now and again. So let's go back into the 70s with Bad Company and a track called Moving On from their debut album from 1974.
Time is getting tight. I got the fever.
Follow Bad Company, that was The Almighty with the Full Force Love Machine from the Blood Fire Love album from 1989. And see, they're playing this Christmas again and next Christmas over in Glasgow and London and whatnot. So hoping to get over this year and to see Girls Schooler supporting. I'm happy about that. Wife's not so happy about that, but there you go. Can't win them all. So let's blast a bit for a while. This is Belphegor with Armageddon's Raid from the Bondage Goat Zombie album from 2008. following Belphegor, that was Destruction with their new single called No Kings, No Masters out in Metal Blade. And they've also released a rather nifty cover of Accept's Fast as a Shark. It's somewhat faster than Accept one, but not so much that it's ridiculous, you know, but it's well worth checking out. So one day a band that haven't released anything in a while, but I believe there's new stuff on the way. There's a single release the other week there, but haven't got around to hearing it yet. This is Grand Magus with Hammer of the North from the album the same title in 2010. So hopefully that'll get them back into Belfast as well for a gig. Be long overdue. We'll be right back. After Gran Magus taking it right down into the depth of despair there, that was Rewake with Inverted Overtures from the Voices of Omen album from 2007. A band I was told to check out 1 year at Roadburn, I would really like them, and as it turns out I did. It's got that neurosis-y sort of Amon Ra thing about it, just that big pummeling riff, so just real repetitiveness. Absolutely love it. Well worth checking out. So thanks for listening. I hope there's some new stuff there. You like the new ones from Metal Blade and that, and enjoyed some of the older tracks. I'm going to end with Black Oath and a track called Once Death Sang from the Behold the Abyss album from 2018. They hail from Italy, and as you can hear by the Italian bands like these ones, Abysmal Grief, and trying to think of who else at the minute, but they've always got their own unique sound. They're very identifiable from where they come from, you know, if you know what I mean. But anyway, check this one out. If you like Candlemass and things like that, you'll enjoy these guys. So this one goes out to JJ. So until next time, look after yourselves.